be a vegetarian because it makes you peaceful.
Spreading his papers out, his whole little area he was creating. What a kook.
Hilarious Bernard McGurk, right before he leaned over and bit me on the neck.
He does look like Nosferatu, doesn't he?
Bernard is one of Imus's people, for the people out there that are not sure.
Yeah, Bernie is brilliant, but he's just a creepy-looking dude.
Here's my favorite, though. What's his name? Walking away.
Oh, that's right. The Randy Johnson photo.
The Randy Johnson photo, which is legendary. We've talked about that on the show, where I told Jimmy we were having breakfast, and I go, Jimmy, there he goes, Randy Johnson. And we ran down the sidewalk to try to get a picture, and Jimmy was denied. So we have this big dork walking across the street. He's like seven foot eight. You can't miss him in this photo.
Oh, he's just
it looks like a giraffe walking across the street.
It really was. We were sitting in the Brooklyn Diner with Tyson Walter, and we just saw this big, dopey, lumbering head. He goes, that's Randy Johnson. I'm like, where? And said, the only person making eye contact with me, because we were up in the air.
Well, yeah, because to explain, we were sitting in a booth right next to the windows, and how these booths are set up, you can't see people walking by unless you're 7'8" or whatever the hell he is.
We were on the stilts.
And next thing you know, this head just goes bobbing by the window.
This is really funny, Jim.
Thank you.
Your picture captions are great.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of pictures in here. Yeah. And a lot of words. Now we got a problem because we tell everybody that reading is for queers. So what do? We make an exception?
Yeah, be queer.
We want people to read for the next month or so?
That's writing, hurtful.
Writing's for queers, too. It didn't stop me.
Don't use that word like that to mean something bad. It's hurtful.
Oh, my God. You've like got a Benjamin Bornstein as a fat C.
Oh, yeah. I give Maxwell a good trashing in this, too.
Oh, good. Good.
And some girl wore a Benjamin Bornstein as a fat C shirt.
Nice.
To the show in Cleveland, so I got a nice photo nice. Of her in there. Hope her family knows she was there.
There you go, fat boy. You made Jim Norton's book. Are you proud of yourself?
Book's not funny.
The book's not funny. I ran out and picked up the first copy.
Now, here's the thing.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's a joke in the industry. Everyone knows it. Very cool, Jimmy.
Thanks, man.
Jim Norton, I hate your guts.
The GM Beano. You actually put that in with his picture with Jason Giambi. I cannot wait to read this.
Yeah, give Sterling a beating.
You are an ass.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna start reading this immediately.
Oh yeah.
I just want to get more copies for the rest of the guys. I only got a couple of copies.
Screw them.
Oh, believe me, that's what I have to say that, but
yeah.
You know, Steve looked at it, he didn't know what it was. Yeah, it's a book.
What's this?
You as a little leaguer, oh my God.
Yeah, I got a couple.
You had no business being on a freaking baseball field.
Dude, I was terrible.
But you tried every year because I see like you getting bigger and bigger with the boys.
Yeah, three years.
And then finally said, all right, enough.
I played. It's funny, I just got contacted by one of my old teammates.
Yeah?
Like last week, this guy Dave, yeah, he emailed me. His father was one of my coaches. He's the one that yelled at me for doing the ballet spins in the outfield.
Does he need money?
No, it was just a hello.
Oh, that's
good. I always expect him to ask for something.
Every time my phone rings and it's someone I haven't talked to, and I'll give it like, if I haven't talked to this person in 10 years and they're calling me, I'm like, all right. What tragedy that happened to you that you need my help?
Yeah, or it's, hey, could you perform at a benefit? Which I don't mind if I can do it.
Oh, no,
a lot of times it's, you know, it's which is the same as money.
Whatever, I do what I could do, but I'm just saying. It would be nice to hear from some of these people just because, you know, because.
Because.
Just because,
they
right.
They want to say hello and they right. want to see how you are. And
right,
yeah,
exactly.
Very rarely does
yes.
that happen.
No. All right, once again, they pre-order on Amazon, Jimmy?
Yeah. It's cheaper, actually. $8 cheaper to pre-order
the
on
photos.
My God, $8 cheaper.
I know.
It's on ONA. You can go right there.
It's on ONA. Here, hold up the book, Jimmy. I want to get a little picture.
Oh.
A little picture of Jimmy holding up one of the first printings of his new book.
These are the first ones.
There you go.
Is the rear cover an actual picture of you doing that? Or
no,
was that...
it looks good, though, right?
It looks very good. It looks very realistic.
Why wouldn't they let you do it for real?
I probably could have, but it was on a studio floor.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have photographed well because we had to do so many takes with the camera to make sure that the camera, and because you had to reset the lighting and stuff, it might not have picked up because... I had to use a big squirt bottle.
Yeah, just taking a leak on the flowers on the floor. That's nice. Very cool. Jimmy, you got all sorts of stuff going on, because then Down and Dirty on Friday.
You said you like Sean Rouse?
Oh, my God. I miss that guy.
I love him.
And wasn't he the guy that was in when we had the big fight?
Yeah, no, was he in?
Or was it Burr? I think Sean Rouse was there, too.
I don't know.
And I think we...